The president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau joins us now, Steve Burness. We've got some warnings for you. The scams and spams, they never stop, do they, Steve? And let's start with the Illinois Tollway text message. And you definitely want to ignore this, don't you?
You do, Bob. It's happening all across the U.S., but it's specifically in our area. The Mount Prospect Police have issued a warning saying their residents are receiving it allegedly from the I-Pass and Illinois Tollway, saying that they have an outstanding toll amount and to click here. And they want you to obviously to put some spam in, on your computer or your phone if you get it through your phone. So it's best to go to the website of the Illinois Tollway Authority itself. Don't believe on those text messages that you're past due on something. We're getting a lot of reports in Chicago that people are receiving from out of state toll warnings as well. So It's happening all across the country, Bob.
Watch out for that. And also be aware of this Ticketmaster credit card information breach. Who was affected by that? Do we know exactly?
Well, they don't know the full extent yet, but Ticketmaster has notified customers of a data security incident. You know, they had leaked their personal information. And as you know, it's early on, so they don't really know the exact numbers. Though it happened many leaks before with other companies. You don't find out until later on. But anybody that has Ticketmaster, you should have been notified by Ticketmaster if they've been part of this breach process and they need to change their passwords and obviously contact their credit card companies as well. But it's a major breach that Ticketmaster came forward with.
A recent scam has involved people posing as deputies from the DuPage County Sheriff's Office. Are they calling people? Is that what they're doing?
They're calling and they're texting people as well, saying they're from DuPage County Sheriff's Office and they've done something wrong or they need to contact them right away or something's going to be, you know, you're going to go to jail or whatever it may be. So it's important not to believe those you know, messages when they come threatening you for arrest or doing something wrong and that, or you got to make a payment or there's an outstanding warrant for your arrest. I mean, they kind of just kind of put that fear into you, Bob. You got to do something. And the DuPage County Sheriff is asking them to call them directly if they report the incident. But again, if somebody calls you out of the blue, it's always best to check the resource. Go to that company's website. Never believe them. Again, the only thing to do in 30 minutes, Bob, is buy a pizza. Everything else, do the research on them.
Buy a pizza. How do these people get our phone numbers?
It's all computerized, Bob. They get computer programs. There's leaks. There's, you know, they just do random computers, have their random call machines where they just call numbers at random, too. Whoever picks up, it lights up, and they just grab the call. So the computers do all the work now, Bob.
People are also hearing from, allegedly, the bank about some sort of fraud that you have to deal with. But this is a big scam, too, isn't it?
It is a big scam. It's very costly, too. The FTC just issued a warning just as well as the Better Business Bureau. So if anybody ever calls you about fraud activity on your bank account, it could be a scammer. I think people have to understand that just because it's on the phone. The caller ID says the bank that you bank at. It's best to hang up and talk to the bank, call the number itself, or go visit a local branch. Never move or transfer your money. Anybody ask you to do that, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob. Mm-hmm. Never send it, share a verification code ever. So if anybody ever asks for a verification code, what did you receive? That is that's the tip-off to the rip-off as well. And just please, just don't answer those calls, those text messages. Let it go to voicemail and call the bank or call whomever emailed you directly or go to their website. The numbers you know, don't go in the numbers they gave you.
Yeah, don't trust that caller ID, and if the number looks familiar, it still could be a scam. And this is the time of year people are planning vacations, and they're renewing their passports, but there are a lot of websites that offer help in that department, but they're fake, aren't they?
They are, Bob. Unfortunately, the Federal Trade Commission, again, also issued a warning with us on avoiding scam websites, you know, offer to help you renew your passports. Some of these websites, you know, are private companies that charge you for your services, which are free. But secondly, there's scammers that also take these websites and they ask you information that they can use to steal your identity. So it's important to go to the department itself the United States Department of website itself and get this information from them, because they don't charge fees like these companies do, and all of it can be done free of charge. So be careful, this company is asking to help you with your passports.
Before I let you go, Steve, got a message from one of our listeners who got an email supposedly from the post office. It said a package could not be delivered and provided a redelivery form request that looked official with the logo of the U.S. Postal Service. But this is a very common scam, isn't it?
It is, Bob, especially the email. If it's a redirecting of a delivery, the postmaster is going to leave it at your door. Anybody sending an email unannounced saying that you got a package, you got to fill this out or click this link or go to this website, don't believe it. If you feel it's your local, call your local post office itself, as we talked about. It's a big scam, and people are filling out that information and are clicking on those links and putting malware and spam on your phone or computer, which can be damaging, as we know, Bob.
Yeah, it seems like every week people are getting these notices about deliveries. Good warnings, as always, from the Better Business Bureau. Steve Burness, thank you, sir. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.